Articles of the Synod of Dort. Chapter 1. Of the Doctrine of Divine Predestination. Article 1. As all men have sinned in Adam, and have become exposed to the curse and eternal death, God would have done no injustice to anyone if he had determined to leave the whole human race under sin and the curse, and to condemn them on account of sin. According to those words of the Apostle, all the world has become guilty before God, Romans 3, verse 19. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death, Romans 6, verse 23. Number 2. But in this is the love of God manifested, that he sent his only begotten Son into the world, that everyone who believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. 1 John 4, 9. John 3, verse 16. Number 3. But that men may be brought to faith, God mercifully sends heralds of this most joyful message, to whom he willeth, and when he willeth, by whose ministry men are called to repentance and faith in Christ crucified. For how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard, and how shall they hear without a preacher, and how shall they preach except they be sent? Romans 10, verses 14 and 15. Number 4. They who believe not the gospel, on them the wrath of God remaineth, but those who receive it, and embrace the Savior Jesus with a true and living faith, are, through him, delivered from the wrath of God and receive the gift of everlasting life. Romans 6, verse 23. Number 5. The cause or fault of this unbelief, as also of all other sins, is by no means in God, but in man. But faith in Jesus Christ and salvation by him is a free gift of God. By grace are you saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. Ephesians 2, verse 8. In like manner, it is given to you to believe in Christ. Philippians 1, verse 29. Number 6. That some, in time, have faith given them by God, and others have it not given, proceeds from his eternal decree, for known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. Acts 15, verse 18. Ephesians 1, verse 11. According to which decree he graciously softens the hearts of the elect, however hard, and he bends them to believe. But the non-elect he leaves in just judgment to their own perversity and hardness. And here, especially, a deep discrimination at the same time, both merciful and just, a discrimination of men equally lost, opens itself to us, or that decree of election and reprobation which is revealed in the Word of God, which, as perverse, impure, and unstable persons do rest to their own destruction, so it affords ineffable consolation to holy and pious souls. Number 7. But election is the immutable purpose of God, by which, before the foundations of the world were laid, he chose, out of the whole human race, fallen by their own fault from their primeval integrity, into sin and destruction, according to the most free good pleasure of his own will, and of mere grace, a certain number of men, neither better nor worthier than others, but lying in the same misery with the rest, to salvation in Christ, whom he had, even from eternity, constituted mediator and head of all the elect and the foundation of salvation, and therefore he decreed to give them unto him to be saved, and effectually to call and draw them into communion with him by his own word and spirit. Or he decreed himself to give unto them true faith, to justify, to sanctify, and at length powerfully to glorify them, having been kept in the communion of his Son, to the demonstration of his mercy and the praise of the riches of his glorious grace, as it is written, God has chosen us in Christ before the foundations of the world were laid, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath freely made us accepted to himself and that beloved one. Ephesians 1, verses 4 to 6. And in another place, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Romans 8, verse 30. Number 8. This election is not multiform, but one and the same of all that shall be saved, in the Old and New Testament, seeing that the Scripture declares the good pleasure, purpose, and counsel of the will of God, by which he has from eternity chosen us to grace and glory, both to salvation and the way of salvation, which he hath before prepared that we should walk in it. 2 Thessalonians verses 13 and 14, 1 Peter 1 verse 2. Number 9. The same election is not made from any foreseen faith, obedience of faith, holiness, or any other good quality and disposition, as a prerequisite cause or condition in a man who should be elected, but unto faith and unto the obedience of faith, holiness, and so on. And therefore, election is a fountain of every saving benefit, whence faith, holiness, and the other salutary gifts, and finally eternal life itself, flow as its fruit and effect, according to that word of the apostle. He has chosen us, not because we were, but that we might be holy and without blame before him in love. Ephesians 1 verse 4. Number 10. Now the cause of this gratuitous election is the sole good pleasure of God. Matthew 11 verse 26. Ephesians 1 verse 5. 1 Timothy 1 verse 9. James 1 verse 18. Not consisting in this, that he elected into the condition of salvation certain qualities or human actions from all that were possible, but in that out of the common multitude of sinners he took to himself certain persons as his peculiar property, according to the Scripture. For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, and so on, it is said, the elder shall serve the younger, even as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Romans 9, 11-13. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. Acts 13, verse 48. Number 11. And as God himself is most wise, immutable, omniscient, and omnipotent, so election made by him can neither be interrupted, changed, recalled, nor broken off. Nor can the elect be cast away, nor the number of them be diminished. Number 12. Of this, his eternal and immutable election to salvation, the elect, though by various steps, and in an unequal measure, are rendered certain, not indeed by curiously scrutinizing the deep and mysterious things of God, but by observing in themselves with spiritual light and holy pleasure the infallible fruits of election described in God's Word, such as true faith in Christ, filial fear of God, sorrow for sin, according unto God. 2 Corinthians 7, verse 10. Hungering and thirsting after righteousness, and so on. Number 13. From the sense and assurance of this election, the children of God daily find greater cause of humbling themselves before God, of adoring the abyss of his mercies, of purifying themselves, and of more ardently loving him reciprocally. Who had before so loved them, so far are they from being rendered by this doctrine of election and the meditation of it, more slothful in observing the divine commands or carnally secure. Wherefore, by the just judgment of God, it is wont to happen to those who either are rashly presuming, or idly and frowardly prating about the grace of election, that they are not willing to walk in the ways of the elect. Number 14. But as this doctrine of divine election and the most wise counsel of God was predicated by the prophets, by Christ himself and by the apostles, under the Old as well as under the New Testament, and then committed to the monuments of the sacred scriptures. So it is to be declared at this day by the Church of God, to whom it is peculiarly destinated, with the spirit of discrimination, in a holy and religious manner, in its own place and time. All curious scrutinizing the ways of the Most High being laid aside, and this to the glory of the most holy divine name, and for the lively solace of his people. Number 15. Moreover, Holy Scripture does illustrate and commend to us this eternal and free grace of our election, and this more especially, that it does also testify all men not to be elected, but that some are non-elect or passed by in the eternal election of God, whom truly God, from most free, just, irreprehensible, and immutable good pleasure, decreed to leave in the common misery, into which they had by their own fault cast themselves, and not to bestow on them living faith and the grace of conversion, but having been left in their own ways and under just judgment, at length not only on account of their unbelief, but also of all their other sins, to condemn and eternally punish them to the manifestation of his own justice. And this is a decree of reprobation, which determines that God is in no wise the author of sin, but a tremendous, irreprehensible, just judge and avenger. 16. Those who do not as yet feel efficaciously in themselves a lively faith in Christ, or an assured confidence of heart, peace of conscience, earnest desire, of filial obedience, glorying in God through Christ, yet nevertheless use the means by which God has promised to work these things in us, ought not to be alarmed by the mention of reprobation, nor reckon themselves to be reprobate, but to use diligently the means of grace, and ardently to desire, and reverently and humbly to expect the period of more abounding grace. And much less should those persons be terrified by the doctrine of reprobation, who, when seriously converted to God, simply desire to please him, and to be delivered from the body of death, yet cannot attain to what they wish in the path of faith and piety, because the merciful God hath promised that he will not quench the smoking flax, nor break the bruised reed. But this doctrine is justly for a terror to those who, forgetful of God and the Savior Jesus Christ, have delivered themselves wholly to the cares and carnal pleasures of the world, so long as they are not in earnest converted unto God. 17. Seeing that we are to judge of the will of God by his word, which testifies that the children of believers are holy, not indeed by nature, but by the benefit of the gracious covenant, in which they are comprehended along with their parents, pious parents ought not to doubt of the election and salvation of their children, whom God has called in infancy out of this life. Number 18. Against those who murmur at this grace of gratuitous election, and the severity of just reprobation, we oppose this word of the apostle, O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Romans 9, verse 20. And that of our Savior, is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Matthew 20, verse 15. We indeed, piously adoring these mysteries, exclaim with the apostle, O the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? Or who has first given to him, and it shall be recompensed to him again? For of him, and through him, and to him, are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Rejection of errors, by which the Belgic churches have for some time been disturbed. The orthodox doctrine of election and reprobation having been stated, the Synod rejects the errors of those who, number one, teach that the will of God concerning the saving of those who shall believe and persevere in faith and the obedience of faith is a whole and entire decree of election unto salvation, and that there is nothing else whatever concerning this decree revealed in the Word of God. For these persons impose upon the more simple and manifestly contradict the sacred Scripture, which testifies not only that God will save those who shall believe, but also that He has chosen certain persons from eternity, to whom, in preference to others, He may in time give faith and perseverance. As it is written, I have made known thy name unto the men whom thou hast given me. John 17, verse 6. Also, as many as were ordained unto eternal life believed. Acts 13, verse 48. And He has chosen us before the foundation of the world that we should be holy, and so on. Ephesians 1, verse 4. Number 2. Who teach that the election of God to eternal life is of different kinds, one general and indefinite, another singular and definite, and again this either incomplete, revocable, nor peremptory or conditional, or else complete, irrevocable, peremptory, or absolute. In like manner, the one election is to faith, another to salvation, so that there may be an election to justifying faith without a peremptory election to salvation. This is indeed a comet excogitated by the human brain without the Scriptures, corrupting the doctrine of election and dissolving this golden chain of salvation. Whom He predestinated, them He also called. Whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. Romans 8, verse 30. Number 3. Who teach that the good pleasure and purpose of God, which the Scripture mentions in the doctrine of election, does not consist in this, that God before selected certain men above the rest, but in this, that God chose that from among all possible conditions, or from the order of all things, the act of faith, ignoble in itself, and the imperfect obedience of faith, should be the condition of salvation, and willed graciously to account this instead of perfect obedience, and to judge it of the reward of eternal life. For by this pernicious error, the good pleasure of God and the merit of Christ are enervated, and men are called away by unprofitable disputations from the truth of gratuitous justification, and the simplicity of the Scriptures, and that of the apostle is accused of falsehood. God hath called us with a holy calling, not of works, but of His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. 2 Timothy 1, verse 9. Number 4. Who teach that in election to faith, this condition is pre-required, that man should rightly use the light of nature, that he should be honest, lowly, humble, and disposed for eternal life, as if upon these things in some measure may election depend. For they savor of Pelagius, and by no means obscurely accuse the apostle of falsehood in writing, among whom we also had our conversation in times past, and the lusts of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has made us alive together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and has raised us up together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2, 3-9. Number 5. Who teach that election of individuals to salvation, incomplete and not peremptory, is made from foreseen faith, repentance and sanctity and piety begun, and for some time persevered in, but that complete and peremptory election is from the foreseen final perseverance of faith, repentance, holiness, and piety, and that this is the gracious and evangelical worthiness on account of which he who is elected is more deserving than he who is not elected, and therefore faith, the obedience of faith, holiness, piety and perseverance are not the fruits or effects of immutable election to glory, but the condition and causes required beforehand, and foreseen as if they were performed in the persons to be elected, without which there cannot be complete election. This is what opposes the whole Scripture, which everywhere assails our ears and hearts with these and other sayings. Election is not of works, but of him that calleth. Romans 9, verse 11. As many as were ordained to eternal life believed. Acts 13, 48. He chose us to himself that we might be holy. Ephesians 1, verse 4. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. John 15, verse 16. If it is of grace, it is not of works. Romans 9, 6. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his own Son. 1 John 4, verse 10. Number 6, who teach that not all election to salvation is immutable, but that some elect persons, no decree of God preventing, may perish and do perish eternally, by which gross error they make God mutable, subvert the consolation of the godly concerning the stability of their election, and contradict the sacred scriptures, whereby we are taught that the elect cannot be deceived. Matthew 24, verse 4. That Christ loses not those who were given to him by the Father. John 6, verse 39. That those whom he has predestinated, called and justified, them he also glorifies. Romans 8, verse 30. Number 7. Who teach that in this life there is no fruit, no sense, no certainty of immutable election to glory, except from a mutable and contingent condition. But besides that it is absurd to mention an uncertain certainty, these things are opposite to the experience of the saints, who with the apostle exult in the consciousness of their election and celebrate this benefit of God, who rejoice with the disciples according to Christ's admonition that their names are written in heaven. Luke 10, verse 20. Who finally oppose the feeling of election to the fiery darts of diabolical temptations, inquiring, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Romans 8, 33. Number 8. Who teach that God has not decreed from his own mere just will to leave any in the fall of Adam, and in the common state of sin and damnation, or to pass them by in the communication of grace necessary to faith and conversion. For that passage stands firm, he has mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will he hardeneth. Romans 9:18. Also, I glorify thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it is pleased thee. Matthew 11:25 and 26. Number 9, who teach that the reason why God sends the gospel to one nation rather than another is not the mere and sole good pleasure of God, but because this nation is better and more deserving than that to which the gospel is not communicated. Yet Moses recalls the people of Israel from this, saying, Behold, the heavens and the heaven of heavens is the Lord thy God's. The earth also, with all that therein is, only the Lord had a delight in thy fathers to love them, and he chose their seed after them, even you above all people, as it is this day. Deuteronomy 10, 14 and 15. And Christ, Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works that are done in thee had been done in Tyre and Zidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. Matthew 11, verse 21.
Stillwater's Revival Books is now located at puritandownloads.com. It's your worldwide online Reformation home for the very best in free and discounted classic and contemporary Puritan and Reformed books, MP3s, and videos. For much more information on the Puritans and Reformers, including the best free and discounted classic and contemporary books, MP3s, digital downloads, and videos, please visit Stillwater's Revival Books at puritandownloads.com. Stillwater's Revival Books also publishes the Puritan Hard Drive, the most powerful and practical Christian study tool ever produced. All thanks and glory be to the mercy, grace, and love of the Lord Jesus Christ for this remarkable and wonderful new Christian study tool. The Puritan Hard Drive contains over 12,500 of the best Reformation books, MP3s, and videos ever gathered onto one portable Christian study tool. An extraordinary collection of Puritan, Protestant, Calvinistic, Presbyterian, Covenanter, and Reformed Baptist resources. It's fully upgradable and it's small enough to fit in your pocket. The Puritan hard drive combines an embedded database containing many millions of records with the most amazing and extraordinary custom Christian search and research software ever created. The Puritan hard drive has been produced to assist you in the fascinating and exhilarating spiritual, intellectual, familial, ecclesiastical, and societal adventure that is living the Christian life. It has been specifically designed so that you might more faithfully know, serve, and love the Lord Jesus Christ, as well as to help you to do all you can to bring glory to His great name. If you want to love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, then the Puritan hard drive is for you. Visit PuritanDownloads.com today for much more information on the Puritan hard drive and to take advantage of all the free and discounted Reformation and Puritan books, MP3s, and videos that we offer at Stillwaters Revival Books.